Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
Senator Michael McDougall has criticised these plans for a €22.8 million flagship whitewater rafting facility for the Custom House Dock in Dublin, because that's exactly what the capital needs in the middle of a global pandemic. Or is it? Well, the council there is currently gauging expressions of interest now for construction of this project, which you may have heard Senator Michael McDougall speaking to Shane on News Talk Breakfast this morning, described as a grotesque vanity project. Just have a listen, though, to our own News Talk Breakfast, Shane Coleman, and what he had to say about it this morning.
I think it's a really good idea. I actually think we need to change how we think in this country. Like, we, every time we look to do anything imaginative or ambitious, people say, oh, we can't be doing that. We have to be spending money on X, Y and Z. The reality is Dublin City Council spends 85% of its capital budget on housing and homelessness. So I'm not sure it can spend any more than that. And are we saying we shouldn't spend anything on anything else? I think if you look at the cities that are successful around Europe, the likes of Bilbao, Barcelona, some of the French cities, they think outside the box. They are willing to spend money on public infrastructure, public amenities. And it literally is a case of if you build it, people will come.
Yeah, do you agree with Shane on this today? I'm with Michael McDougall. I just think €25 million, or the guts of €25 million, is an excessive amount of money to spend on a whitewater rafting facility project in Dublin. Surely if there was such a need and a demand for this facility, somebody from the private sector would have put forward this idea over the past couple of years. We were talking about this, I'd say, on this station nearly 2 years ago when it was first mooted. I just think that money, €22.8 million, the guts, some reports today, it could be up to the €25 million mark. I just think it could and should be better used, and it could be better spent on other more pressing issues that we have at the moment. But anyway, we want to hear from you today. 1890 453 106. Sean is on the line in Dublin. Sean, thanks for joining us here on News Talk this afternoon. What do you think of this proposal?
Well, I have to say I agree with what was said there, because I think my first reaction was it's wonderful. I live in Dublin. I have three kids, 13, 11 and 11.
Okay.
They're home here today. And, you know, I'm constantly trying to get them out and away from the gaming and the, you know, being indoors. And this thing, I think, is really imaginative. And it's the type of thing where they'd easily be engaged with and want to give it a go. And it's outdoors. It looks very exciting. And
like, you are the target market, Sean, for this.
Yeah, I'm the target market, absolutely. But I think where it is, it's you know, it's right in the centre of the city. It would look wonderful. I don't know about the cold weather, but I guess you would do it. You see people swimming on Christmas Day. But it's imaginative, definitely imaginative. Mm. It's different. It would be a tourist attraction. It'd be an amenity for the likes of me. I think it would give outdoor exercise, which we know is very important these days. And really, as parents would know of kids my age, you know, our age or younger, it's a struggle really to get them to go out and not to just walk. Like, they don't want to do the boring walks or whatever. They want something that's going to be exciting and engage them. And this definitely fits the bill. People want to live in a city that has amenities. And I think this is a great idea.
Yeah. How frequently, though, Sean, do you think you'll use it?
I think you'd use it quite a lot. I mean, I know that my eldest boy is 13. They've gone to the docks there and they've jumped in for a birthday party and they've done things like that. So, you know, people are looking to do different things all the time. I think, apart from the actual families using it as an urban amenity, and not just families, anybody, you'd have the fire brigade. Apparently you're going to get trained there. Because they have to do these water rescues, so it's not just about burning buildings.
I heard that argument been put forward this morning, and I just thought to myself, is that really enough of a reason to spend this level of money? Surely we should be providing other facilities for Dublin Fire Brigade to be training in.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're saying that it's something that they need. It's just an extra thing that you can add to the mix. But you do need, I mean, you're talking about housing and families and people living in cities. You know, once you have your children and once you're living in a city like I am, I'm only 2 miles from the city centre, you need things for them to do, places for them to go. And there are so few places, really. They end up going to the same place over and over again. So I think there is, from my point of view as a parent, there's a lack of amenities, outdoor amenities that, you know, kids really want to go there and want to, or would be excited by, and to get their exercise. Because remember that if we're not getting the kids involved in physical activity, then this is going to cost, if you look at the economic side of it, it's going to cost society down the road because of our obesity crisis and our diabetes and all of those things that we can see in our children.
Right, okay. Let me bring Tom in too. Tom is also in Dublin. Tom, what do you think of these particular plans now?
Well, actually, I agree with Michael McDougall this morning. I think it's a vanity project by Owen Keegan. And Owen is well known for his vanity project.
Go on.
I live in Dunleary, and we have this elephant of a library there that costs, I don't know, from the region of 50 to 100 million.
I think the people of Dunleary love the library.
There are probably a small number who do, but I mean for the cost of it. I don't know. I think it was crazy.
You think this could be better?
And sorry, let me just add another piece to it. Talking about 22 million, you know, there's nothing that we do here that comes in on budget. I mean, it will be at least double it. The same as the library was projected to be built for about 15 or 20 million, and it came in at about 2.5 times that. I mean, we're incapable of managing a public project like that. You look at the hospital, the same carry on. And I mean, in the times that are in it, spending that amount of taxpayers' money on a project in the dock area of all places to put whitewater rafting. I mean, if it was out in Leixlip or someplace along the Liffey, I'd say fine.
Okay, well, let me put some of those points to Sean there. Sean, taxpayers' money could be better spent. What do you say to that?
Well, I remember, we just look at how the site was used before, because the only time I was on the site, I looked to see exactly where it is, was for the Oktoberfest thing. I don't know if people might remember that. Went to that, and it was grand, but I mean, it was essentially about just drinking beer and having a good time. So, you know, if that's the type of thing that the site is going to be used for, I mean, we've plenty of venues around Dublin where you can go and drink. So why not have more venues like this to encourage people to get out and get exercise? You know, that would be my attitude.
Yeah, do you not think then, Tom, so like Sean's point, and I've heard those points, been
build an outdoor pool there and use it for swimming, or remember, why, if you look at what whitewater rafting involves, I mean, this is an expensive project to design in a flat area like that.
We also have, is it Corin, I think, is on the line in Swords. Corin, thanks for being with us here today. You're a kayaker. What are your thoughts on the project?
Thanks, Andrea. Yes, I am a kayaker, and I paddle regularly. And I would love to see a course like this. Not just for myself, though. This would allow a club to grow in that area where you would get kayakers and so on and bring the local community along with it, and they would become involved in a club like that. And it would also allow other sports, not just whitewater rafting, to go ahead, but canoe polo, canoe sprint, canoe slalom to take part on that site. It would also allow people to, kayakers like myself, to paddle in safe, consistent, stable water conditions where the water quality is very good. So there's a lot of advantages to a venue like this.
Okay.
And they're seen to work in other parts of the world.
Yeah, I take the point, you know, in and around. Look, and Shane made that very comment earlier today, that if you have the amenities, people will come to them, or certainly they should come to them. But it just seems like an awful lot of money for a facility that isn't. I mean, I just question how many people are actually going to benefit from it.
Well, thousands of people use the site at Lee Valley, people that want to go rafting, as well as the canoeing community themselves. And they're in the city centre where there are tourists coming in off the airport into the city. It would give a different dimension to the city centre and allow people to do other stuff other than just visit the Guinness Storehouse. So I think it would be a fantastic facility.
Tom, you're still with us. A fantastic facility. Like, I have to say, you know, Tom, and I will come to some of the text messages in a moment. When I look at the messages coming into us here on the News Talk text line, the number is 53106. Majority of people seem to be in favour of this.
Well, I can imagine there are loads of people who will be in favour, particularly people who are, I think the last speaker there, who's a kayaker. But I mean, surely it would be much more economical to build the likes of that, as I said, out on the Liffey in Leixlip or Lucan, or where there are opportunities for that.
Well, what do you make of that, Corinne? Is that something that might be possible?
I have no doubt it is. But the other point that was made earlier about, if this is such an attractive project, why aren't private developers interested in it?
Okay, let me bring in the taxpayer taking the risk. That's what we're asking today. Is the taxpayers' money going to be well spent here at 22.8 million? Councillor Dermot Lacey is on the line. Councillor Lacey, are you in favour of this project? How did you vote on it?
Good afternoon. I am in favour of it, and I think we have to look at this project in terms of the City Council's duty to drive big projects. It is a big project and it is costing a lot of money, but it will not proceed unless the monies are available. And the important thing to remember about this project is that the monies being allocated to it are monies that can't be allocated to anything else.
Why?
It's not, because we will either get money through sports capital initiatives or tourism initiatives. Neither of those sources of funding can be used for other projects. And it's a misnomer to say, well, we could spend that money on housing, or we could spend it on health, or we could spend it on whatever. If we get this money, there will be money specifically for the development of a recreational or a tourist facility in the city. So it's not taking from anything else. And to be honest with you, I could spend hours here and we don't have the time to deal with why we have a housing crisis. And very little of it is to do with direct funding.
Can you tell me, Dermot Lacey, and look, I know you're a councillor, just with regards to how this works, the idea is put forward, this particular capital programme is put forward by the executive, is that right? And then you guys as councillors vote on it?
It was put forward to the area committee as part of the overall Docklands redevelopment, and you have to look at what Dublin City Council, together with the Dublin Docklands Development Authority, has done over the last 20 years in Docklands. We've transformed that area into a sort of an economic driver for the city, into a lot of new housing, a lot of new office developments, a lot of new facilities. And this is another part of that overall development plan. And it's not just for a whitewater rafting facility. There will be canoeing facilities. There will be two new offices along the Docklands to replace the current Docklands office. There will be a unit to facilitate much better access to the river. There will be a very substantial training facility for Dublin Fire Brigade. So all of those were discussed, first of all, at the Area Committee, then at the Docklands Forum, which comprises representatives of the Docklands community, and then at the full City Council. And after a very robust debate, and it was a very robust debate, the majority of councillors had a bigger vision for the city, saw a bigger vision for the city, and supported the proposal. You know, nobody says that we shouldn't have Hugh Lane Art Gallery. Nobody says we shouldn't have Stephen's Green. Nobody says we shouldn't have Herbert Park. Most of these things were controversial in their day. But we have to drive the city forward, and okay, we have to make the city a better place. Well, and that's our job.
If people agree with Dermot Lacey on this, I mean, is it a good, imaginative, innovative project? Should it be put up at the down in Dublin, this whitewater rafting facility? We want to hear from you today. You can text us. It's 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Or if you want to just leave a message for the show, you can always call, or we have a comment line. It's 1850 453 108. Just have a listen to what one of our Lunchtime Live listeners here had to say.
Basically, what I think the situation should be is that we should invest in the biggest free amenity that's on our doorstep, and that is the IRC. During the COVID times, the popularity of sea swimming has gone through the roof, but yet everything we see out along the coast is all based back on stuff, facilities that were built by the Victorians. It's something that needs to be done. It needs to be done now. And I feel that it will be a much greater return on investment to spend your money on that side of things rather than spending it on whitewater rapids.
Yeah, and on the News Talk text line, any idea of the immense cost of maintenance and the running costs of this project? Probably more than the original construction. Chris in Wicklow, the whitewater rafting centre was initially a great idea. Olympic standard training centre for our team and a training centre for the emergency services water rescue. But now it's doubled in the cost since its inception less than 2 years ago. Is this the legacy of the children's hospital that we'll face with every future state project? Another listener, I don't mean to be a killer, Killjoy, and I do welcome more funding for public amenities, but I really wish the council would prioritise the maintenance and management of the existing inner city amenities, which are currently underutilised and poorly managed. The inner city and the North Inner City Canal, such a fantastic resource for people and has a lot of potential. Keep your messages coming into us. And just on the point Tom made too regarding the Lexicon, it had over 500,000 visitors actually in 2018, and I don't believe it cost 50 million. I think it was more in the region of around 36. But you can keep them coming into us, 1890 453 106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.
And there's a lot of you still getting in touch with us here in the News Talk text line about this whitewater rafting facility that's been proposed for Dublin. Aidan in Goatstown says, ask about the price to use the facility. It's not going to be built as a public free amenity. The whitewater rafting sessions at the Cardiff International Whitewater cost between £40 to £55 sterling per person. Another listener, this will be another proposed project that'll end up costing the taxpayer even more money. Who's going to use it from September to April? Can they not come up with something a bit more realistic that people will actually use? This listener, Brian, has got in touch. If we're going to spend 22 million on this facility, why not build it somewhere that's easily accessible for everybody across the country? By email at lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. This listener, though, fully agrees with proceeding and building the whitewater rafting centre. It'll be a huge boost to the kayaking community and a training centre for the Countrywide Fire Services, who at present could badly do with it. Keep them coming into the messages coming into us today, because we might return to this this particular topic a little bit later in the programme.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.